You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University here in Washington, and he is the author of Politicians Are People Too. We want to get his thoughts and his insight as we preview the first presidential debate of the season, Friday night in Oxford, Mississippi, now that we know that it actually will occur. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, obviously, the circumstances surrounding this debate are a lot more unique than we thought they were going to be. The premise of this debate was supposed to be foreign policy, but just about everyone admits we're going to have a heavy dose of discussion of the economy tonight. Obviously, John McCain considered more schooled on foreign policy, so is this a big advantage for Barack Obama?
Well, I think it's. I think that whenever you have a financial crisis or an economic crisis in an election year, the party in power usually takes the hit for it. So, therefore, John McCain goes into this at a disadvantage. Now, whether or not he can convince people that he has a better economic plan or he has better tools to handle the economy than Barack Obama will be up to him. But the thing is, going in, he's probably at a disadvantage.
And, of course, just the fact that he almost didn't come to the debate or said he was willing to skip it in an effort to put together this package on Capitol Hill, does that factor in at all about the job that he faces tonight or how folks are viewing this debate?
I don't think so. I think that that's more of a Washington thing than it is for people out there. I think that on the whole, people don't necessarily like the idea of a debate on Friday night. They would have probably rather had it postponed, but for so many other things that go on Friday nights. As far as in my memory, this is the first Friday night debate.
And not surprising, there's high school football and everything else going on. People just happy the week's over, so we'll see what kind of audience happens.
Yeah, people like to kick back on a Friday night. They don't want to be schooled in politics.
So when, in fact, the discussion does turn to foreign policy tonight, Richard, obviously there's the war in Iraq. There's the increasingly difficult situation in Afghanistan, the Iranian nuclear threat, which was magnified a little bit this week with the visit of Ahmadinejad to the United Nations. Which issues do you think are likely to get the most attention?
Well, first of all, the foreign policy factor, even though the economy right now is overshadowing all the foreign policy things that are going on, it's still a factor in this race, and a big factor. And how do we measure it? It's hard to measure. But the advantage of the debates for the public is that they get a chance to see the two candidates for the first and only time side by side and get a chance to try to evaluate them while looking at them both at the same time. Barack Obama has some problems when it comes to foreign policy. Not that he's incompetent on it, but people just aren't sure about what he's going to do. He has a big hurdle to jump over here to convince people that he has a good handle on foreign policy and he can be trusted with the country in his hands. I don't think that John McCain has that problem right now. I think they've already know who he is. I think they think he can trust them, but they're still looking to see if they can trust Obama.
In terms of the bailout bill, and that's obviously gotten a ton of attention, and rightly so, here in Washington and around the country, whether or not folks pay much attention to McCain's suspending the campaign or being in or out of the debate, he was for being actively engaged, where Barack Obama was saying, if you need me, I'm a phone call away, but I'm going to stay out of it. Is that sending much of a message to voters, do you think, this week?
I think tactically on his part, McCain's part, it was probably a good thing to show that he was going to be hands-on on this thing. Now I think that the Democrats are going to try to spin it the other way, that he kind of gummed up the works rather than helped anything. That's all Washington noise. I think that the public basically wants to see these two guys debate side by side and take a measure of them.
In terms of what folks will be looking for, maybe not even beyond what they have to say about foreign policy or, to some extent, economic policy tonight, what do voters generally look for in the demeanor of the candidates, how they directly respond to the questions, how they interact with one another to the extent that that will happen? Because 8 years ago, Al Gore got busted for sighing, which was probably the last thing on his mind.
Well, that's true. The notion going into the Bush-Gore debate back in 2000 was that you know, Gore was going to eat him up alive because he would be the better debater. But what Gore made a mistake in doing is looking like a smart aleck, and that came through to the public, and they don't like that. They want people to be competent but humble. They want people to be sharp, but they don't want them to be nasty. And so that you have to walk a fine line as a candidate to making sure that you don't try to look arrogant. You don't try to look smart alecky. You just try to be confident. At the same time, candidate cannot afford to look weak. So it's a very difficult thing for people to try to figure out. My advice to candidates is be yourself.
Let me throw one more bit of conventional wisdom out there in our last 30 seconds here, Richard, and that's that the first debate is the most important, barring a major gaffe in one of the subsequent debates, because folks will kind of begin to firm up their opinions, and it's going to take more to change their mind after they see them side by side for the first time.
Yes, the first debate is very, very important. That was the first debate between Bush and Gore, where Gore came off as kind of smart alecky and got criticized a lot for it. He had two more debates to come back in. In the second debate, he didn't. He was too low-key. In the third debate, I think he found his groove, but the race, that was a close race, just like 2004. George Bush did very badly in the first debate between he and John Kerry in 2004. He was able to recover over the next two debates, but the first debate did not go well for him. You want that first debate to go pretty well, and so therefore you don't want to put yourself on the defensive going into the second one.
So we'll see how the numbers might be shifting nationally or in key states within the few days after this debate. Richard, thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, longtime USA Today White House correspondent. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University, and his book is Politicians Are People Too. This is Dateline Washington.